going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is $100 radio. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV?
You like TV?
What? A new thing, Jim. The television.
Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed. Forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threat, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay clean, you got to worry. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's how you're saying.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise, he's kind, he is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy, this is a state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange. My name is Chris T, and my co-host for this week, the wonderful, wonderful Glenn Jones.
Thanks.
We are here for the 1993 WFMU Marathon. The phone number is 201-266-7911. The idea behind this is that you keep us alive for another year, and we don't bug you for another 360-odd days. That's the idea, and in concept, it should work.
Shouldn't it?
We have things to give away here and programming that is simply amazing.
Well said, Chris.
Maybe the finest phone-in talk show in this tri-state area.
I think so.
Thank you, Glenn. And while this stroke fest goes on, you have two things you can do. You can call and pledge on the pledge line, or call us here on the air at 201-678-7743. Don't get those two numbers confused. They do totally different things. One allows you to support this lovely, talented radio station. And the other phone number allows you to speak with us on any number of topics. Glenn?
Yes, Chris.
Where were you last week, Glenn? I never did get a full explanation.
I tried to catch a bus out here.
You're a grown man, Glenn. You're telling me you can't get a bus?
They wouldn't let me on. The DeCamp bus was backing up out of the
probably because of the way you dress.
Well, I think they were in reverse, and I think they probably have a policy that says once they throw the bus into reverse, if you get there, if you're running there.
Have I told you I don't want to hear it?
No, you asked me actually where I was last week, and that's where I was. I was on a bus.
I don't want to hear it. It's a lame excuse, Glenn.
Well, I'm sorry, Chris. If it were my own show, I'm sure I would have gotten out here some way. So you have
I sincerely doubt it.
An excellent point. But I do love your show, Chris. I love talk radio.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn?
Yes, Chris?
We have a phone call. Let's go to the air. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, this is Martha. I want to pledge money.
Well, Martha, you know where to do it, don't you?
Where?
201-266-7911.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that was easy.
Glenn?
Yes, Chris.
Glenn, my friend.
Chris,
my special friend. We have some things to give away here.
Yes, we do.
And beginning with Tesla, A Man Out of Time. That is a book by Margaret Cheney all about the wonderful, talented Tesla. His first name was Victor, was it not?
I thought it was a band.
Who? Nikola. Yeah, right. Like I know anything about Tesla. Okay, what I know about Tesla, you could put on the head of a pin.
Well, what is Tesla? I thought you knew.
It's a heavy metal band, according to Fabio.
Right. I thought it was, too.
Okay, well, we're giving away a book about a heavy metal band. What do I know?
That's all right by me. Heavy metal's all right.
You won't hear much of it on this radio station, but hey, a book about Tesla. Listen, here's what I want to do with this program. I wanted to talk about things that I don't get. This is the I don't get it version of Aerial View. And also, we haven't done this in a while, but the Wish It Into the Cornfield Volume 3 version. Which means that you think of things that you would like to be rid of in your life or in the world, and you call and wish it into the cornfield. But let's first start with things I don't get. Glenn, you know what I don't get?
What don't you get, Chris?
I don't get the Bad Boy Club.
The Bad Boy Club? I don't even know what it is.
Oh, I see it on the decals on car windows everywhere.
Oh, it's probably one of those things youngsters do to make themselves feel rebellious.
Okay, so I don't get it.
Where do I?
What is the Bad Boy Club, and would someone kindly tell us?
I'm sure somebody would oblige.
At 201-678-7743. What do you got to do to belong to the Bad Boy Club? Do you have to just buy the decal, or is there some sort of initiation rite? And if you're a member of the Bad Boy Club, what does it mean to police officers who might pull you over?
Yeah, I've always wondered about that when I see things that say I break for hallucinations and such.
Okay, and if you're really a bad boy, do you want anybody to know about it?
Well, it's kind of like the rude boy thing. All you have to do is buy a patch, and you are a rude boy.
My theory is this, Glenn, my co-host.
What is your theory?
If you're really a bad boy, if you're a true bad boy, your bumper stickers probably say something like, I love Jesus. Or support your local police.
That's true.
Or don't drive drunk.
That's true. The bad lieutenant, so to speak.
Okay, well, here's someone who's going to tell us, what is the Bad Boy Club? Because I don't get it.
Yes. Quite. I know what it is.
What is it? Turn your radio down.
Okay, yes. The Bad Boy Club is a group of surf Nazis, and to gain admittance to this cultish operation, you have to try and off a homeless person. I was down in Santa Cruz a few years ago, and they actually did this with a homemade bazooka.
You have to kill a homeless person to be a member of the Bad Boy Club?
Well, you have to attempt. This is the ideology of surf Nazis.
Surf Nazis who kill homeless people on the next Donahue show.
That's not the only thing they kill, I bet.
Okay.
Yes, well, they sacrifice small furry animals of their choice to the pagan gods.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
I don't know that that's really it, Glenn.
If this is for real, I am amazed at what you've stumbled upon.
I have found the answer to what the Bad Boy Club is, apparently.
Well, you know, even if that's not what it is, that's what it is to a lot of people now who never heard of it, including myself.
Okay, so I don't get the Bad Boy Club.
Whatever they are, they have a bad rep now, Chris.
And you know what else I don't get?
What don't you get, Chris?
I don't get portable phones.
You don't?
I don't get it.
You don't get them?
Yes. Why is it so important to be on the phone? How important can a phone call be?
Well, this is.
I'll give you a for instance.
Okay, give me a for instance.
I was in a local pizzeria in Hoboken, and a man sat next to me talking on his cellular phone.
I hate that.
And he was apparently carrying on a business deal while I was eating pizza, and I don't get it. Explain, please.
I don't get that either, Chris.
Glenn?
Yes, Chris.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
What's behind this cellular phone craze?
Perhaps it's a blatant attempt to kill oneself by brain cancer.
Okay, now, can you go home and make that very same phone call, or does the phone call take on a special significance if made in public?
I think it takes on a, you know, I was walking along one day in Upper Manhattan, and a lady came strolling along in her mink coat and almost knocked me down and expected me to get out of the way. And the next person I saw was a fellow in a suit, like, charging with his phone in his hand, talking to somebody, and he walked at me as though I should get out of his way because okay. he had a cellular phone. He was important. I think it makes one feel important.
Here's what I was wondering now. I was wondering, if you're in a public place making a private phone call, does that mean you have the right to turn to people around you and ask them to be quiet, please, because you're on the phone?
Tough one. Depends on how loud you're being.
Really?
Well, if you're being obnoxiously loud, then maybe they have the right.
Okay. See, is it any different carrying on a phone conversation in public than carrying on a public conversation in public or carrying on a conversation with somebody else?
I think so.
What's different about it? Because I don't get it.
I think, well, I don't know that I get it, but I think that, again, these people are self-important. They don't need to have people standing next to them because they have a phone.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think this is a further thing in our society, like much like the Sony Walkman, that
yes.
will compartmentalize us, that will keep us apart as human beings, that will keep us from any kind of significant personal interaction if we all walk around with phones and talk to people who are nowhere near us?
Well, you know, Chris, I never realized that the Sony had that effect on us, and it has.
Sony has killed public conversation.
You're correct.
You no longer speak to people when you're out in public. You listen to music on your headset.
By yourself.
Yes.
All alone.
And it's very hard to have any interaction. We can thank Sony for that, and whoever came up with the concept of cellular telephones has further driven the nail into the coffin of public conversation.
Chris, this is an amazing show.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.
And that's why you should be supporting this program at 201-266-7911. You're listening to WFMU. This program is Aerial View. And we're near the end of our 1993 marathon, somewhere near the end, a couple of days away from the end. And I'm asking for your support. If you're any kind of regular listener to this program and you weren't able to get in here last week, pledging, I mean, this is the week you should do it.
Certainly.
Yes.
201-266-7911 is the pledge line.
Now, Glenn.
Yes, Chris.
Those are two things I don't get. I throw it over to you and ask you, what is it that Glenn Jones does not get?
Well, that's a tough one. Because I know a lot of things, Chris. But when I think
you're saying
it,
you get it all?
No, I don't get it all. But I don't get est, Chris.
You don't get est?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
They pay a lot of money. They go to big rooms. They stand around. They shout at each other. They learn things about themselves and others.
I understand why people go out for that stuff. I don't get how it works.
I understand.
And it was explained to me one time.
Oh, it was explained to me millions of times in places all over. Why, I bet there's a lot of people who are honest listening who would explain it to us right now gladly.
Do you actually say on-est?
I say it. They call themselves
Estonians.
Estoles, actually. They
really?
Call themselves. Yeah. And they smile a lot, and they get the pretty ones, the girls with the big eyes to look at you.
Are these the same people that are on the cellular phone in public?
Probably, yeah. Over the years, they've probably evolved, and they've gotten cellular phones now.
Are these the same people with Bad Boy Club stickers on their automobiles?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
Different social group
entirely? Different. They're much different.
Okay.
They're
I don't
killers.
Get those two things. Listen, if you're out there listening and you would like to call and join this program, 201-678-7743 will put your voice on the air, something I'm still amazed by.
I like that other number better, Chris, that pledge line number, 201-266-7911.
We still have to give away the Tesla book. Well, Man Out of Time.
It's hard to tell if we've gotten any pledgers up here in the isolation booth.
I think that someone would be, you know, coming up the stairs telling us about
it. You would hope
so,
but they're having fun down there.
Yes. Yes, and we're having fun up here, so a little doesn't matter.
That's true. I'm not listening to them.
Glenn,
why should they listen to you or me?
Glenn?
Yes, Chris.
I have more questions for you.
Okay.
Things I don't get.
Okay.
Because there's a whole host of things I don't get.
I don't get a lot of things.
I don't get spring break.
spring break.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it's your opportunity. Now, I never slept with women or anything in school. I never knew that you could date girls, pretty girls and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's an opportunity.
And Glenn, they never knew they could date you.
No, they didn't want to date me. I was horrible.
Oh.
Yes.
Glenn, you've come so far.
I liked horrible things, horrible TV, horrible music. I got a lot of bad things back then. But I think it's their opportunity.
And you liked that horrible Frank Sinatra, didn't you? You liked him even back then.
A little bit, but I was more into Elvis. I liked the Elvis movies. Yeah. But I what was the question, Chris?
I said I don't get spring break. That's one of those things I don't get.
It's their opportunity to go someplace where people don't really know them and sleep with each other like mad and have big parties for the college kids.
Oh, I don't buy it.
I've heard about this Fort Lauderdale thing.
Oh, really?
Don't you watch MTV, Chris?
No, I don't get MTV. That was on my list of things I don't get.
I mean,
I really don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I understand. But they get it at work, and I see it there sometimes.
Well, you know, we talked earlier, just a little bit earlier, about Frank Sinatra. I said I don't get him. And I don't get your mad interest in Frank Sinatra. But I have something here very special for you, Glenn.
Oh.
We have a surprise. Let's bring it on now.
Stump the
station
ready.
Manager Bill Suggs is here.
Uh-oh.
With something very special for you.
Well, I
think he should present it to you himself.
Oh, my goodness.
I think, ladies and gentlemen out in the listening audience, Bill Suggs, our station manager, has entered
the big guy,
the studio, and he's now presenting our very own Glenn Jones with something very special.
Well, can I
open that up?
It?
Yes,
it's a nice black leather folder that has a the kind of thing you see on a van, a 3D.
Glenn,
Jesus
come on, get
love.
Just open it up. Would you get to it?
And it's the Sinatra word of the year that I don't understand.
Sycophant.
I don't get
that's
sycophant.
You are, Glenn Jones.
The Sinatra sycophant of the year.
I don't get the word sycophant.
Certificate of achievement. A sycophant, I would like to explain it to you, but maybe we should
my
have
God.
One of our listeners
my
explain
God,
it.
They've actually given me a certificate of achievement, Sinatra
sycophant
of the year award.
And that's, read the rest of that, Glenn. Glenn, please read the rest of that certificate.
Yes, I shall. The Sinatra Sycophant of the Year awarded to Glenn Jones, and it's in big, it's actually printed. It's a real plaque. This is amazing. For unending promotion of the art and career of Frank Sinatra during the year 1992. Chris, I am the proudest co-host in the world.
Isn't that lovely?
This
Just
is
think,
beautiful.
That certificate of achievement will hang in these hallowed halls now. This and here's a listener to explain the word sycophant.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, sycophant is kind of like brown noser.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. Bye.
You've stumped the Rebbe.
Okay, well, I think that your certificate is something you do get. And you've got it. Thanks, station manager Bill Suggs. There's very special things going on here during this marathon. You know that Nachum Siegel this morning got his 10-year certificate, 10 years of service to WFMU.
Really?
And on my program, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host Glenn Jones has just gotten his own certificate of achievement as the Sinatra Sycophant of the Year.
I'm Mr. Smiles, and I hope most people don't know what the word means, so when people see this hanging on my wall, Chris, they won't realize I'm a brown
noser. No,
they'll
know what it means. First of all, that one's staying here at WFMU. The other one you take home with you.
Oh, the nice
okay,
one
yes.
with the plaque stays here.
Right, right. Oh. Now, listen, if you notice the word art is in quotation marks, it says for promoting.
You know,
the
I didn't
art,
notice
quote,
that.
Unquote.
Chris, what does that mean?
That means that I don't get Frank Sinatra. I don't get him. Do you love him so much, Glenn? Why do we have to tune into your program,
Chris,
and hear his name repeated ad nauseum?
First off, Chris, you don't have to tune into my program.
But I'd like to tune into your program. It only became annoying for me when I couldn't go 2 minutes without hearing that name.
It comes and it goes. It depends on the mood. But I must say that...
Are you bucking for some sort of promotion to, like, the make-believe ballroom or something?
I've always...
Or Sinatra Saturday or whatever it's
like
called.
Like yourself. Like the great ones, Chris. The
yes.
ones who come here and do what they believe in, no matter what anyone tells them. Even if you get negative response, you do what you believe, what you feel. Like the great ones, the people that do good radio are the people who do what they feel. I've always played what I really like to listen to, and I've gotten into this amazing Sinatra phase. I thought you were going to ask me to denounce Frank Sinatra.
No, I
and
would never
And as much as I love
you,
I decided ahead of time that I wouldn't even be able to do that for Christy
Glenn,
on this amazing talk
I would never
show.
Ask you to denounce something you love. I would never, even if it was for Lent, But you should. You could really. You could give up Frank Sinatra for Lent. That would be the thing you love the most.
That's
right?
True.
Okay. So while other people are not eating chocolate, do me a favor. Sunday, let me tune into your program and not once hear the words Frank Sinatra. How would that be?
Can we wait until the following Sunday so I can make the big bucks?
But that's not Lent. See, that has nothing to do with Lent then.
But I like the big bucks too, Chris.
I understand.
And Lent. You know, one person called and pledged $1,000 for Frank Sinatra.
Get out of here.
They pledge every year, apparently, but they called and said Sinatra.
You're kidding me.
This year. No, I'm not.
Well, then maybe you should keep saying the name Frank.
Frank Sinatra, ladies and gentlemen, 201-266-7911.
You know, I said to myself, listeners out there, listener supporters, that if we set up a jar in front of Glenn and made him put a quarter in it every time he said Frank Sinatra, that we wouldn't have to do this program.
Uh-oh, I hope you weren't counting.
Well, I didn't bring the jar. Good. So that means you'll have to call 201-266-7911. And put the money in the jar yourself. Now, remember, we don't take quarters as pledges because they're far too small and the postage and handling would really cancel out the pledge.
We'd be beat on that one, Chris.
Oh, we would get beat bad big time. Right. But we do take pledges of $10 or more, which means that for as little as $10, you can get into the drawing for such great prizes as Tesla, Man Out of Time, the book we're giving away.
About that band.
About the heavy metal band that does acoustic numbers. And you could help this radio station, more importantly than books, more important than tapes, CDs, albums, anything that we can give away, is this radio station being allowed to operate for another year.
This is true, Chris.
Yes, it is, Glenn. Thanks for being there for me.
I'm there for you.
And what I need for you to do right now is to go to your phones. I want you to get out of your chair. Go to your phone right now. I want you to call 201-266-7911 and say yes. Yes to WFMU. I want you to accept WFMU into your life, into your heart, and just say, it is a part of me. I could no sooner lose WFMU's signal than I could lose an appendage of mine. And I am willing to pay. Even if it's as little as $10, I'm willing to give it to the radio station to allow them to continue to be part of my life. And I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get that a great radio station like WFMU has to resort to this kind of thing. I think people should just send us money without us even asking. But we're here asking you anyway.
You know, Chris, you know what I don't get? I sit here. Perhaps it's the mood alteration. Perhaps it's the coffee. But I look at you and I listen to you. And this is amazing, Chris. This is incredible. You have the powerful voice that tells all what to do while they're listening. And I just don't get it, why nobody's come up and handed us a pledge card yet. Chris T., you are amazing at this.
Thank you, Glenn.
This talk thing. And I love talk radio,
Chris.
Thank
you.
I get all my news and information from talk radio.
You know what it is, Glenn?
It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
That's what it is, Glenn.
It's out of sight, Chris.
And Glenn?
Yes, Chris.
Wasn't it a beautiful day today?
It was a most beautiful day.
It was a beautiful... I walked out
Incredible.
Of the house today and I said, it's a beautiful day. Winter is over. Here's something else I don't get.
What don't you get, Chris?
How come New Jersey doesn't have spring? Everywhere else I've lived...
I've noticed that lately.
Everywhere else I've lived, they have spring. It's a season. It's one of the four. Like Frankie Valley, you could depend on spring. Except in the state of New Jersey, it's been outlawed.
Well, I have the answer.
I guarantee you, listener supporters listening, that in the next few days, the temperature will rise to about 70 and stay there until July, when it will become a blistering 90 every day. And we will never experience spring. I haven't experienced it in the 7 years I've lived here. So I don't get that either. Someone please explain that to me, along with cellular phones in public, spring break, and the Bad Boy Club.
And Frank
and
Sinatra.
Glenn's preponderance of interest in Frank Sinatra.
I've kind
of
get it on that one, Chris. We in New Jersey have to pay a dear price for Frankie Valli, who's from the Branchbrook Park, Newark area, and the Cherry Blossom Festival that we have every spring in Branchbrook Park, Newark. We have to pay a heavy price. So we have to forego spring because we have the beautiful cherry blossoms.
And I guess we don't have spring break either then. Another thing I don't understand.
No, they go to Florida, and the people from Florida, the Cubans, they come here, Chris.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sounds like a fair trade to me. Okay, well, listen, the phone number, once again, to pledge is 201-678-7743.
That's the phone number to be on the air.
Oh, did I give out the wrong phone number?
Whatever.
I'm glad you're here, Glenn.
Thank
really
you.
Is my
I'm
co-host.
Glad I'm here, too.
Okay,
I'm
the
glad
phone
you're
number,
here, Chris.
The phone number to pledge is what?
201-266-7911.
All right, that's the phone number to pledge and the phone number to be on the air with Glenn and I, 201-678-7743. So you have a choice of phone numbers to call. Call both of them. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris. Did you want an explanation for Est?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because I went to Est. I'm an Est graduate.
Oh, no.
It's what they call them. But I almost forgot about it because it was 10 years ago. And
how much did it cost you?
I don't remember. Like $300, I think.
So you just did one seminar.
It was two weekends. Two very, very long weekends.
Yeah,
no
eating.
And then a follow-up thing. No eating?
No. I heard at the seminars for the two weekends you wouldn't be able to eat during the seminars.
No,
smoke.
It's for wimps who think they have to eat in between meals. It's like, yeah, of course, of course you get breakfast and you go, you break for lunch and you go home and, or you have dinner at night and then you go home late at night. And they used to have the myth that you couldn't go to the bathroom. Well, there were breaks. There were like breaks every hour and a half. And if you had to go in between, you know, people would whine about it. And that's where the whole myth came from, because of these whiners who needed to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes.
So did Est make you a better person?
No, actually, at the very end of it, everybody was like standing up and sharing what they learned and all that stuff.
Share, schmear.
And
thanks,
I was like,
give me mine. Give me what's mine. Share,
we just
share.
Want our piece of the pie, Chris.
I don't want to share nothing.
I already knew all that stuff. I was like, yeah, these people are getting it, but I feel like I already knew all this. You know?
Listen, Chief, did you pledge during my program?
No.
Oh, geez. I got to go then.
During Andy's. Because,
the hell
I can't
that.
Believe you called him a Jew boy.
Called who?
Andy.
Andy who?
Blackman.
Andy Walter?
Andy Walter wasn't here today.
Oh, really?
No.
I never referred to either one of those people as a Jew.
He played
boy.
The tape of your voice.
Oh, really?
You
I called him a cowman.
You beat him? You said, I beat you in pledges? Beat that Jew boy.
Do you know
really?
Something, man?
And you laughed at him.
During the telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon, somebody called up and said, I'd like to speak to Jerry on the air. This is Larry King. And it turned out to be that Captain Jenks guy.
Oh, really?
Who bothers talk show hosts.
Uh-huh.
And he had sampled Larry's voice and called up and got as far as being put on the air, at which point he made his synthesizer say something like, hi, Jerry, this is Larry King.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And say a few other things before he said something nasty. So I think that's what they're trying to say here, Chris. I think that's something to do with the upcoming telethon.
Someone pretended they were me, is what you're saying. Am I right, listener?
No. Okay. I think Andy just set it up.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, hang up and pledge. Would you please? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We have a pleasure to thank and a prize to give away. So who are we giving Tesla Man out of time to?
Thank you, Martha from Linden, who says Baby Jesse James says hello, too. And they listen every week, Martha and Baby Jesse James.
Okay, so Martha, you could read from Tesla Man out of time to your son, Jesse James. And that's a great name to pick for a kid, boy. What a load of psychoanalysis he's going to need.
Yeah, lucky kid, huh?
Yeah, lucky kid. Okay, next, we gave away this very book last week, although we have more than one copy, so you don't have to share this with another listener. How to Talk Dirty and Influence People by Lenny Bruce, who was a personal comedy savior of mine, an icon, a genius, a man who whose feet I probably would not be fit to kiss if he were still alive.
I don't know. So maybe at some points during his career.
I don't know about that. But anyway, we're giving away How to Talk Dirty and Influence People in the next 10 minutes if you call and pledge at 201-266-7911.
They really
should. I keep doing this wrong. Right, that's the pledge number.
That's
and the
pledge
phone number to call on the air is
201-678-7743.
Why does it have to be two phone numbers, Glenn?
But perhaps they should call the pledge line first. It would make it easier because they can speak to an operator who would give them the studio line. 201-266-7911 is the number to pledge for this great show. I love listening to old Chris here.
Yeah, Glenn?
I love to. I'm crazy about talk radio. I'm a nut. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Chris.
Well, listen. We said at the start of this program that it was going to be about a couple of things. It's time to introduce the second thing. Besides, I don't get it. We have another installment, ladies and gentlemen, of Wish It Into the Cornfield, which is the place for you to get rid of things you wish were not in your life. You simply call up and say, Chris, I would like to wish XYZ into the cornfield.
Right.
For instance, I would say, I would like to wish Frank Sinatra into the cornfield.
You're a bad man.
And
you're
and,
a very bad man.
And that's what Glenn would say. That'd be his response. But we have someone here to thank, I
see. Yes, we thank Terry from Sukasana 100 times.
Okay.
Terry says, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks very much. You are in the running for How to Talk Dirty and Influence People.
You're running away with
it. A book by Lenny Bruce.
There you go.
The good
Chris.
Book.
201-266-7911, the number to pledge.
Now listen here. Wish it into the cornfield. There's an installment of it right now.
Wish this into the cornfield,
and
Chris.
You could call at 201-678-7743 and say, Chris, I wish to...
Wish it into the cornfield. Please, son, wish it into the cornfield, please.
That's right.
Right here, Chris.
Right here on WFMU. The program is Aerial View.
Yes.
And my co-host is Glenn Jones, who was so stupid he couldn't get a bus last week.
You know something, Chris? I'm not that dumb.
Glenn, you're a grown man, and you can't plan to be in a specific place at a specific time.
There is horrible traffic backups in...
Oh, why am I even...
Northern New Jersey, Chris.
Why am I even dwelling on this? I should not be dwelling on this.
I don't know. 201-266-7911 is the number to pledge. Chris,
now it's time to pledge
their support for WFMU Freeform Radio and to Chris T's Aerial View, the essence of talk radio. Chris T taking it to the limit. Chris T doing something that people didn't do around here. Chris T foresaw the nation being overwhelmed with talk radio. The presidential election takes place on talk TV now. Chris T was there first. 201-266-7911. The Honorable Chris T, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you very much. It's turning into an unbelievable love fest down here.
It's a lovely day. And I love you.
Thank you, Glenn. And that means that you must call now. 201-266-7911 and say, yes, yes, yes. I'm part of this love fest.
Do you listen to talk radio, Chris? Do you love talk radio?
I can't stand it. I don't listen to it, no.
That's funny. All of you icons of talk radio can't stand your own biz.
Well, it's... I mean, how can you stand...
I get all my news and information from it.
Bags of hot air like Rush Limbaugh.
He's
and,
somewhat entertaining.
I can't... Oh, God. Please.
WFMU held hostage day... 11. 12.
By who? Who's holding us hostage?
Us. We're holding
Oh, okay.
The station
I didn't get the, I didn't get the reference at first. I thought it had something to do with Rush Windbag.
It kind of does. He's pretty clever. He does a thing since Clinton was arrested where it's America held hostage day, whatever day
Clinton
it is.
Clinton was arrested? When was Clinton arrested? What do you mean? Elected?
Didn't I say elected?
No, you said arrested.
Was Clinton was arrested, Chris?
No.
For what charge? Did
no,
they finally
no,
get him on that marijuana rap?
Don't start rumors that we cannot substantiate, please.
I'm sorry, Chris.
All right. President Clinton was not arrested. Glenn wishes to retract that. He was elected.
I retract
okay?
that remark.
Different thing entirely. Okay, now let
it's
me tell
kind
you.
Of the same.
Here's another thing I don't get.
What don't you get, Chris?
I don't get the success of Rush Windbag. I don't
That's
get
amazing,
it.
That's amazing, isn't it? I don't get that either.
I don't get it. And I never will get it. I wish he'd get it, but I don't get it.
He's getting it, Chris. He's getting
no,
it good.
No, I mean get it like Alan Berg got it.
Oh, Alan
I mean,
Berg got it
anybody,
good, too.
If anybody should step out of their car and find some fellas from the area northwest
it could
in their
happen.
Driveway,
it could happen.
It should be Rush Windbag.
It happened to Alan Berg, and it could happen to him.
And Alan Berg was a good talk show programmer. See? And he got killed.
I don't know much about his actual talk show. I know about
oh,
the legend. The
well,
legend.
he was a lot better
but
than
Chris,
Rush Windbag.
If you love radio like we love radio,
yes.
isn't that the ultimate way to go? To have somebody say, are you Chris T?
Shake your hand. Believe me, there's a guy downstairs who very nearly did that. I walked in today and some guy said, are you Chris T? And I said, my first response was no. And yeah, and unfortunately, we had left a hammer out on the table, and he grabbed the hammer and tried to bash my skull in. But it was all in good fun. He really didn't mean it. He turned out to be a very nice guy. And no, I don't wish to go out that way.
No?
No, Glenn.
Okay.
No.
Would you rather they call 201-266-7911?
I want to be killed with kindness, Glenn.
Killed with kindness.
Killed with kindness.
We can do that now. We can kill Chris T off with kindness by 7 p.m.
Yes. You will call here and pledge and be kind.
Or
you
will call.
You could call and speak on the air and be nasty, too.
Yeah, that's true. How about if they want to be kind, they call the pledge line, 201-266-7911, and pledge their support to the station. $10 or more, they can win prizes, and we can talk about them.
Okay, and you could also wish it into the cornfield.
Yes.
Now, let's go
back. I
want to
wish something into the cornfield.
What is that? Let me do
Ken
this.
Friedman. I wish him into the cornfield.
Wish it into the cornfield.
I wish Ken Friedman into the cornfield.
Please.
Why?
Because he didn't invite me to his wedding, Chris.
Oh, are you going on about this again? I heard
it's
you
not
talking
fair.
About this on. You were
it's
talking about this on Sunday. This is my program. This is not a place to talk about that.
Well, I wanted to wish him into the cornfield. That's all.
Glenn, you're dwelling on things, and it's
all right.
Keeping you from
I
catching buses.
I
want to
wish something else into the cornfield.
What's that?
The USA Network.
Okay, let's try this.
Wish it into the cornfield.
I wish the USA Network.
Please, son, wish it into the cornfield, please.
Okay, why?
Because they show those bikini movies on Friday and Saturday night with the bikini host, and they never show anything else, and they tease you, and they're not good movies.
Okay, so you want to wish them into the cornfield.
They don't show The Fugitive or old sitcoms or anything, except Welcome Back, Kotter.
I wish these things into the cornfield. The Bad Boy Club.
I wish them into
cellular
the cornfield.
Phones used in public. Spring Break, Frank Sinatra,
hey.
Est, and Est. Rush Wimbag.
I wish it into the cornfield. Please, son, wish it into the cornfield.
Okay.
I'd like to
things.
Wish Billy Mummy into the cornfield, Chris.
He never did nothing to you. I'd get off his case. Okay, you're listening to WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange. The program is called Aerial View, and we're here for another 20 minutes. We have somebody else here to thank, or we thank that person.
We've thanked everybody.
Okay, let's give away how to talk dirty and influence people. And that goes to, let me guess, Terry of Sukasana.
Amazing, Chris.
Okay, well, Terry, you're the proud owner of that book. Give me this. Now get out.
Get out of that door.
I want to thank Howie of Elmwood Park. Howie, thanks. Howie's in the running for our next prize. Which is a wonderful book. I own it. It's autographed by my good friend Jim Ryan.
The tall
book
guy.
Is called The 70s, Life in a Dumb Decade. And if you grew up in the 70s, you will appreciate the humor in this book. Like things like, hey, there's a really funny drawing of this naked man streaking past this a mess of people dressed in 70s fashions. And the caption says...
How do you do
how
that?
Do you tell, how do you the caption says, how do you tell the streaker in a photograph from the 70s? And the answer is he's the only one not wearing stupid clothes. and other things like that in the 70s Life in a Dumb Decade from Jim Ryan. I may even be able to get that autograph for you. Wouldn't that be something to show to the grandchildren? Many years hence, when Jim Ryan's a world-famous cartoonist a la Charles Schultz.
Hey, he's got a strip that from what I understand, is going to be carried in the Jersey Journal, so...
Yes.
He's on his way.
It has been for the past 6 or 7 months, so you're way behind the rest of us, Glenn.
Well...
Which is why you can't get on a bus.
Hard to get a copy of the Jersey Journal.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So, listen, that will go out next. We have people here to thank?
Yes, we'd like to thank Eloise. I'm sorry.
Eloise?
I'll spell this, and maybe you could guess. E-L-I-S-E.
Elise.
Thank you, Elise. From the bottom of our hearts.
Where is she from?
She's from New York City.
Okay, thanks, Elise. Elise, you go into the running along with Howie for the 70s Life in a Dumb Decade. If you call in the next 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, you have a shot at winning that book. And we don't ask much from you. We just ask that you support WFMU for whatever you can afford. I don't ask for you to spend your life savings. I don't ask for you to spend as much money as people usually do on lottery tickets every week. I've I've been standing in the Frontier Deli.
I don't get that.
Where I rent my videotapes in Little Ferry, New Jersey. I've been standing in the Frontier Deli and seeing guys go up to the lottery line. And this is another thing I don't get. And they spend easily $40 on lottery tickets. Easily.
That's my
the
mama.
Least I've seen. I've seen it go from $40 up to like into the hundreds. People buying lottery tickets. And they just stand there and they call out the numbers. It begins to sound like some sort of weird number game after a while.
Well, it is.
They say things like 373, straight and boxed.
Right. Front end and back end.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of funny names for their bets. I don't get that.
I don't get it. And, you know, I would hate to think that this radio station is like that, that it's like gambling.
You know, sometimes
that we're going to have to take all the money we make from this marathon and go down to the Frontier Deli and bet it in the hopes of trying to get enough in our coffers to last us another year. I hope we don't have to do that. I hope that we can depend on listener supporters like the people out there to just say, well, I'll forego the purchase of $40 worth of lottery tickets this week, and I'll give $40 or whatever I can afford to WFMU. Who deserve it more than the New Jersey educational system. Like, that money really goes there.
Sure. Oh, I used to work for them, and it doesn't go there. I was a janitor. Yeah. And boy, do you get soaked as a taxpayer, huh?
Okay, Glenn, we have other people to thank.
Well, no, we don't.
Make up some names.
But, okay, I'd like to thank Jim Ryan in Hoboken. You know, there are two things I don't get. I don't get why people would rent videos from a deli.
Well, because I'll tell you something. That has one of the finest selections of videos around, and it's $2, and it's a two-for-one special Monday through Thursday, which means, you know, you get two videotapes for $2. Can't beat it with a stick.
Will they slice your spiced ham while
you could buy a video? You could buy your deli there. You could buy your liquor there. You could buy a newspaper. You can buy lottery tickets. You can rent your videotapes. It's like a one-stop thing.
One-stop shopping.
Yes. So that's what's wonderful about that. But what were you going to say about Jim Ryan? He started talking about
Well, we want to thank Jim Ryan and Hoboken for his fine pledge.
Are you mean to tell me that not only does the man give us things to give away on this program, but he pledges too?
No, Chris, I made
He's like
that
a saint or something.
I made that up, Chris.
Oh, okay.
But another thing I don't get sometimes lately, I don't get this radio station, Chris.
Well, let me tell
you,
I get
like
this.
Well, I get another station
from Manhattan. I ask you, Glenn, whose side are these people on?
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that the Bad Boys?
No. Why don't you jump on the team and come in for the big win?
I like that, Chris.
That's what I'm asking you.
Pass it over here and take it to the touchdown end zone, right? 201-266-7911.
Come out for the team. Is that the Newt Rockne kind of thing? Is that
yes.
what we're doing?
Yes. Come on out for WFMU. Show your team colors.
You know what
I don't get? Ken, Glenn.
Do I have great
Ken
hair?
Ken was supposed to be here this week. That's how I got confused.
He was supposed to be here this week.
Well, you guys changed places because you can't get on a bus.
But I missed the bus, Chris.
Listen, Glenn. Let me try this again. Glenn.
Yes.
Chris. If WFMU was a team, what would our colors be? What would our team colors
red,
be?
Red, white, and blue, Chris.
Really?
Yes.
You mean we wouldn't go with that marketing, that savvy marketing of black and silver? You know,
red, white, and blue would do good in a place like Texas or something.
No, but black and silver are the colors. You know, before they even come up with names now for professional sports teams, they decide what colors their graphics should be. Yes,
true?
Yes. Sports graphics, I predict... Sports graphics will be the number one growing job marketplace, job category within the next 5 years. I predict that the majority of people in this country will be employed in the sports graphics field one way or another, which means that even you, yes, you, Glenn Jones.
It's quite possible with the advent of cable TV.
You will be sitting in some minor league city somewhere thinking of team colors and graphics for the local hockey team. Because at some point, everything will expand to the point, expansion teams, where
That's
even
true.
Little towns will have their own
Every little team. Town will have a team.
Yes.
And then maybe streets.
I don't get it. That's another thing I don't get. I don't get why something as innocent as baseball should be taken over by sports grafticians, whatever you call them, graphic artists.
I don't know, but baseball is not that innocent, Chris.
Oh, well, you know, in its pristine form, it sure
is. It should have been. It could have been. You know? It would have been, but it's not.
Okay, we have a phone call here. People have us confused with WFAN. They're calling. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. I got something that I don't get and that I want to wish away.
Okay.
Into the cornfield. And it's your show tonight. It's really bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Why? What makes you say that?
I usually enjoy your show, but
okay.
Tonight it's just really stale.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because this show depends on the listeners. It's not so much me talking for an hour. It's you, the listeners, calling. And when people don't call, and everyone's out enjoying the nice weather because it's a Friday night, uh-huh. When people don't call, I'm forced to talk about stupid things like sports graphics. So you can only blame yourself. You cannot blame me.
Well,
this show is a mirror held up to society and held up to the listeners. So stare into the mirror, point the finger at yourself, and say, you are really stale tonight.
I don't think so. Because
Yes.
I'm one of the callers who's spicing up the show.
Well, you're calling now. Where were you 50 minutes ago?
Well, I'm at work. So.
Okay. Well, that explains everything. Call and pledge.
I have.
Okay.
I thought we were doing well, Chris.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk to Jones.
Well, you got him.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
How are you?
Yeah.
What may I do for you on this fine day?
I would like to talk to you later.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. Did you pledge?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Scoop.
I know.
You know, kid, you got a hell of a knack for killing a conversation.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the air.
I was just speaking along with your clip.
Okay.
Listen, that guy, I think he's just not used to you being happy. I think you're in a very good mood today.
You know.
And that's good. And, you know, it's just a different kind of show, that's all. He's not used to it.
That's pretty good, thanks.
Are you happy, Chris?
Look at him,
he's a laughing gas.
You know why I'm so happy? I am happy because this is WFMU.
The fun 91.
And yes, this is WFMU, the greatest radio station that's ever existed. You know it and I know it, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy. Happy, happy. I'm a happy guy because, you know, I come here and I feel like it's a family. It's the family that I never had. Don't you feel that way, Glenn?
Yes.
Although I wouldn't want you for a brother or anything, but
well,
it's the
most
family.
Most people don't want their brother for a brother, though. It's
yes,
okay.
Yes. It's the family I never had, and I feel like when I come here, I'm accepted into the warm bosom of WFMU.
Is it usually more? Is it usually less people around there?
How do you
during
mean?
Your show? I mean, I know that I was there last week, and there were a lot of people around. It was really exciting.
Oh, there's people, you know, roaming the halls, polishing shotguns,
I mean,
saying,
the
"I am the angel of death, here to purify."
During
so.
The rest of the year, though, are there a lot of people around when you're doing your show?
No, no, there's no one around here.
Maybe that's why you're more depressed because your family's not there.
No, no, hey. There's people here, but
yeah, now you're talking.
Okay, listen.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Hey, say, Chief, thanks for calling, but listen, did you pledge?
I didn't get around to it yet.
Okay, pledge now.
Okay.
201-266.
Pledge early, pledge often.
7911, please pledge.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny, isn't it? Isn't it funny? Don't you find it's funny? It's so funny. Glenn?
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it?
It
that,
is.
That calls could come in, one person saying, your show sucks and I hate it. And another guy could call a minute later and say, hey, it's a great show. I love it.
I don't know about you, but they had an effect.
And that's what WFMU is all about, see? WFMU is all about being great and being lousy. See, when WFMU is good, it's the best radio you've ever heard in your life. And when it's lousy,
it's
like, oh, for the last 55 minutes or so.
I don't think so.
It's really... But see, it's always trying. We're always pushing... The envelope. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're always out there trying to do something different, trying to be somewhat creative. And if nothing else, you should stand up and applaud that and pay. You should say that is worth me giving a lousy, stinking $10 you know? And today is payday for most people.
That's true.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's payday, and it's easy enough to reach into that pay envelope, take $20 or $30 out, and put it aside somewhere and say, that's money I've earmarked for WFMU. I will not touch that money because that is going to them, and they are that important to me. See? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got another call here. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I want to push that saying, pushing the envelope into the cornfield.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Listen, what do you? Is that? Whoa, that was a short phone call. That one went by before I even had a chance to say anything. Okay.
Knew what you wanted, though.
That was a great phone call. Thanks, by the way. 201-266-7911. We're in the last 7 minutes of Aerial View, and this program will end on time this evening. I've had Fabio, who stood in the corner today and put his fist in his mouth, making that sign that Italian men
that
so often
do.
Them
people.
Yes, and he also did this one where he puts his hand under his chin and sort of flicks it out like that. He did that.
He
also did that other thing with his arm, you know, where he puts his hand in the crook of his elbow and brings it up sharply. He did that to me. And so
I take it from the
Italian sign language that Fabio has expressed this evening that he would like my show to end on time. So we will not be running over time. Hello, welcome to the air. Wow, quick phone call. Another quick phone call.
Get off my phone.
Okay, well, Glenn, let's give away the 70s, Life in a Dumb Decade, from our lovely and talented friend Jim Ryan.
Congratulations, Howie, in Elmwood Park.
Howie, boy, you're going to like that book. That's all I can say. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm doing pretty well myself.
Quick phone call. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know why that guy Bill on Wednesdays hates you so much, Chris.
Who?
Bill.
Bill who?
On Wednesdays.
Bill?
Bill
yeah.
Suggs doesn't hate Chris.
Which Bill? You got a...
On
Bill
the talk show on Wednesday, 7 second delay.
Oh, his name's not Bill, though.
What's his name?
Andy.
Eh, fine, Andy.
Okay, what makes you think he hates me?
Because he made fun of you on Wednesday.
What? I didn't hear it. I don't know about it.
I don't get this, Chris.
I got a strange tape here marked from Andy Breckman, though. I got a tape here, and he asked me to play it on the air, so maybe this will explain it. Will you listen to it with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay. This is a first for me, a tape from a staff member.
Keep that hand on the dump button.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Does that clear things up for people? I don't know.
Clears it up for me, Chris.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Pencil neck geek.
Who's a pencil neck geek?
He's calling you, Christy. He was calling you a pencil neck geek.
Who?
Fred Blassie.
No, Andy on 7 second delay.
Oh, okay.
He was calling you a pencil neck geek.
Fred Blassie managed everyone from Ivan Koloff.
Yeah, classy Freddie Blassie.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
the
best. If you knew me, you would know that I am not a pencil neck geek.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
The Russian bear, Ivan Koloff.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Push Andy into the cornfield, says Martha. Good night.
201-266-7911.
Man keeps referring to himself as Martha. Okay, we lost a call there.
Please, son, wish it into the cornfield, please.
All right, this is Aerial View in another 4 minutes on this program. Glenn, what have you learned from this show so far? Sum it up.
I've learned about Est. I've learned about Sinatra. I've learned how to get a lot of things that I don't get. I've learned that Chris T does a marvelous show when he's happy. I've learned that callers who say that you're doing a lousy show can have a terrible effect on your psyche.
They don't bother me no more.
Well, when you picked up that phone, I was surprised because I thought it was so much fun.
You know why they don't bother me?
Why don't they bother
you?
Because
I'm free.
You're free, Chris. Like Marlo Thomas.
I'm free
to be you and me.
Yes. 201-266-7911 is the pledge line. We're giving away one more thing on this program called The Inevitable Spitting Image, which is a book donated by Mark Newgarden. If you saw the program Spitting Image, which was a BBC program which was imported into this country and shown on some channel.
I
forget which one. It's basically these foam rubber puppets that look amazingly like actual people, they look like, how do you say that word, caricatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always have a problem with that word. But it's funny. It's a funny book. You'll laugh. You'll fall down. You'll hurt yourself. You'll sue WFMU. No, you won't.
Funny how?
It's funny. It's hilarious.
Funny
how? Funny to read and funny to read out loud and stuff. Hello, welcome to the air.
I am a real American.
I am the real American. That's a Hulk Hogan song, Chris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
It's a professional wrestling.
Another popular culture reference I don't get. Okay. Glenn, who else do we have to thank here? Make up names.
Thanks, thanks to Philip in Belleville. Tony from the Bronx. Philip, by the way, says, I'm glad you're happy, Chris. Let's thank Tony from Brooklyn and Tony.
You people keep harping on this happiness stuff. I don't know.
Tony from Jersey City called. We thank him a whole lot. And thanks
to
Tony.
I'm not as happy as I could be. You know what I'm saying?
How happy could you be?
I could be ecstatic. I'm not. Hello, welcome to the air.
Another one bites the dust.
That's a song by Weird Al Yankovic, Chris. I get that.
Another popular cultural reference I don't get. There's a lot of things I don't get, including much of popular culture, this whole wearing the clothes backward thing.
Yeah, what is this? You know, I think it's something like you're a bad boy because they do that in Rikers Island.
I just remember from the movie Desperate Living, the John Waters movie, where, you know, the queen of that town made all the townsfolk wear their clothes backward for one day so she could say, hey, stupid, you got your clothes on backwards. Now, it would seem to me like, if you can't put your clothes on the right way, you're pretty stupid, so I don't get it. But I get it in a fashion. I understand that it's a fashion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, and I love the kids and all the crazy things they do. And I want to be where the kids are and the action is. So I get it in that sense. But I think you would do it once and then never do it again. Because if you go to the wrong place with your clothes on backwards, it would just indicate you're dumb and nothing more.
That's true.
Okay, we got another last phone call of the program. Yes? What are you trying to say? This person's in pain. I can feel their pain.
I'll take care of this one, Chris.
All right. Glenn?
Yes?
Whew, we got a minute left in this program. Let's give away the Spitting Image book and then get out of here.
Okay. The Spitting Image book. Oh, well, now we have a contest, the second pledge here in the contest. Roberta from Edison says that Roberta will up her pledge to $104 if Chris T will have dinner with her at Park and Orchard in East Rutherford, which is like a great restaurant from what I understand. I've never been there. But this is a pledge that will be raised substantially if you agree to have dinner with Roberta at Park and Orchard in East Rutherford, Chris. Will you do it? Will you do it for the station? For the station, Chris. For the team.
Oh, the team, man, Chris.
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
We stand to make a lot of money if you'll have dinner.
Well, first let's give away the book, then I'll answer that.
And the winner is, lo and behold, Roberta from Edison takes
the prize. Well, that was great. Nice going, Roberta. Now, in answer to your question.
We interrupt this program for an important announcement to listeners near Hillside and Colton. All citizens are warned to be on the lookout for the monster killer who is believed to be in this vicinity. This maniac has left a trail of 3 inhuman murders and is believed heading upstate. We return you now to your program.